Hello, this is Brother Joshua from Renewed Covenant Ministry, and I am placing this little introduction to our psalm service that is going to hereafter come, as well as our resuscitation service of Scripture that will also then come after that. And we're placing this here because of the inquiries on how we worship, what psalms we sing, how we sing. We sing out of the Scottish Metrical Psalter, which is the 1650 version, and it is placed to a variety of tunes that are metered in the same way. And so we are not new to this, but we are fairly new at bringing it to the congregation and learning certain tunes. So there is a little bit of a learning curve going on in that way. But we're putting it out here so you can hear and perhaps maybe get some ideas as to what you can do in your own family's worship, your church's worship, or however it is that you would feel to apply it. And we're really hoping that families of God's people would start to consider how beautiful and strong and powerful the Psalms can be for singing, as well as to turn their worship service over to the Word of God and allow it to penetrate the heart by faith. So, with that being said, we're going to place that right here, and hereafter will come the psalm service.
Psalm chapter 2. Why raise the heathen and vain things? Why do the people mine? Kings of the earth do set themselves, and princes are combined. To plot against the Lord and his anointed, saying thus, let us asunder break their bands and cast their cords from us. He that in heaven sits shall laugh, the Lord shall scorn them all. Then shall he speak to them in wrath, in rage he vex them shall. Yet notwithstanding I have him to be my king appointed, and over Zion, holy hill, I have him king anointed. The sure decree I will declare, the Lord has said to me, thou art mine only son this day, I have begotten thee. Ask of me and for heritage, the heathen I'll make thine. And for possession I to thee will give earth's utmost mine. Thou shalt as with a weighty rod of iron break them all, and as a potter's shard thou shalt them dash in pieces small. Now therefore, kings, be wisely taught, ye judges of the earth. Serve God in fear, and see that ye join tremble with your mirth. If ye the sun left in his eye, ye perish from the way. If once his wrath begins to burn, let all that on him stay.
Special attention to how the heathen wants to rage against the Lord and breaking bands. Why we chose that psalm. We're going to go to Psalm 8. Things of the glory of God and creation.
How excellent in all the earth, Yah, our Lord, is thy name. Who hath thy glory far advanced above the starry frame? From infants and from sucklings now, thou didst strength ordain. For that those stars that serve thou might, serve avenging foe restrain. to the heavens, which thine own fingers framed. Unto the moon and to the stars, which were by thee ordained. Then say I, what is man that he remembered is by thee? For what the Son of Man that thou so kind to him should be? For thou a little lower hast him than the angels made, with glory and with dignity thou crowned hast his head. Of thy hand's works thou made him Lord, all under feet did graze, all sheep and oxen, yea, and beasts that in the field do stray. Fowls of the air, fish of the sea, all that pass through the same. How excellent in all the earth, Yah, our Lord, is thy name.
Well, there's an inherent problem with knowing too many words to too many psalms. Just saying the wrong words. Psalm 18, and we will end with this psalm. We'll sing A and B.
To me, deliver.
And Jesus answered, the first of all of the commandments is,
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God
with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this,
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other greater than these.
They who answer thus answer wisely, for Jesus said unto him who knew these commandments are greatest,
You are not far from the kingdom of God.
So,
so everybody has a sheet. Do the Ten Commandments from Exodus 20, 1 through 20. And God spake all of these words, saying, I am Yahweh thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh thy God in vain, for thou wilt not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Amen. And so we will end with our responsive readings there. Let us sing these two psalms in ending. Psalm 22C.
Here end with
Psalm 31, verses 23.
O love the Lord, all ye his saints, because the Lord doth guard the faithful, and he plenteously shall do with that reward. Be of good courage, and ye strength unto your heart shall send. All ye whose hope in time